Okay, hi everybody, we're here today with Dr. Ellie Glasser from Shoveya. We're very pleased to have him speak to the Jump in Shape community. Rabbi Glasser has over 15 years of experience counseling people with weight loss and developing a healthy relationship with food and just really trying to change the way they live their day-to-day life. So without further ado, we're going to ask Rabbi Glasser to just speak for a few minutes on how we develop a healthy relationship with food.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. So Dr. Glasser, Rabbi Glasser, what are the main points we could take away? What's the main ways we could have a healthy relationship with food in the day-to-day living of our lives?
Sure. So most people think about dieting, they think of kind of restricting themselves or temporarily, you know, engaging something that's a burden or the sacrificing. And that's not really a healthy relationship with food because they're not kind of changing the way they look at food, their emotional dependency on eating or on comfort or emotional, comforting with using food as a means to, you know, keep them calm or to take away the stress that they have in their lives. So what we really do, and what I did for myself, you know, 17 years ago, is instead of focusing on just losing weight, someone helped me realize that I didn't have a weight problem, I had a food problem. I had an unhealthy, dysfunctional relationship with food, and I had to kind of change that and overhaul that. And that's really what allowed me not just to lose 130 pounds, but to keep it off, thank God, for these last 17 years. And I'm not stronger or not about any more self-control or self-discipline or willpower. It's really just changing my whole attitude and understanding of what role food plays in my life. My emotional dependency on indulgence, on comfort with food, and also having a plan, prioritizing my needs and exhibiting, you know, self-care and self-love through proper nutrition. Because a lot of times, you know, I was certainly with myself and with many of my clients who were struggling with weight, we're actually undernourishing ourselves. We're skipping breakfast, we're grabbing a little something here or there on the go, and we make up for it oftentimes with unhealthy eating later in the day or night. So I tell my clients, you know, now from this point forward, the three most important appointments you have in the day are your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's not just, like a nice, catchy phrase, but it's really important because, you know, self-nourishment is the most important thing we do for ourselves on a daily basis to keep us alive. Because eating, as Hashem created the dynamic, is the thing that we have to do solely in order to keep us alive. If someone's on a desert island without food or water, they're going to die. So we unquestionably see that eating is the primary function that we have to engage in order to keep ourselves healthy. And that's its purpose. So the purpose of food is to give us health, vitality, and life. So if a person's eating and their behaviors and the results of food are one that are contrary to that, even for sake of indulgence or emotional comfort, in the end they're making themselves sick, unhealthy, and that's what's called a dysfunctional relationship with food. So that's really kind of what we focus on in our whole mindset. So in addition to that aspect, we certainly give our clients a customized food plan, which really is focused on what their needs are and help them learn to, you know, employ that healthy habit and that consistency in their everyday lives. In the face of Shabbos, Simchas, Yom Tov, coming home from night seder or traveling, whatever the normal challenges a person has, you know, many of my clients are working mothers, you know, when they come home at 4 o'clock and they're, you know, the whole house is exploding with the kids coming home from school and having to make dinners and homework and baths and, you know, carpools and you know, oftentimes our needs are kind of pushed to the wayside and de-emphasized. And that's normal and it's understandable, but it's not necessarily the right decision for us to make. So if we prioritize our needs and we can take care of all the other important priorities we have during the day, but at the same time still, you know, fulfill the most important responsibility we have, which is our self-nourishment. And through that, a person will not only conscientiously lose weight by sticking to a food plan, but will develop the skills to maintain that for the long term.
Right. No, that's good. Regarding a plan, for a normal person that, you know, they're not obese, you know, one of the situations you mentioned, it could be a mother, it could be someone who's learning, someone who works 9 to 5. What's a general plan to follow as far as, do you recommend, like, the three appointments are kept within a certain time frame? Do you recommend that one meal is larger than another? We're just send some general guidelines for the average person who's generally in shape but wants to make sure they're they're maintaining the right diet?
Sure. So I mean, the general template for everyone is very radical. It's called breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? And your body needs. So the way I approach that question is that Hashem created everyone with the needs for six essential nutrients: protein, carbohydrates, fat, vitamins, minerals, and water. So the meals should reflect consuming those foods that will supply you with those nutrients, the right types of protein and the right amounts, and the right types of carbohydrates and the right amounts, and so forth and so on. So in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I have different categories of foods. So again, depending on the individual, you know, what their age, their height, their weight, their activity level, any medical conditions they present with, that would determine the quality and the quantity that they would be consuming for those meals. And it basically is made up of proteins, grains, vegetables, fruit, some added unsaturated fat. So the amount of that and the kind of the schedule, we customize depending, again, on the different criteria that a person presents with.
Right, right. And then personal question that I'm sure a lot of people in my class have also have, that before I started teaching these classes, and most of the classes are at night as well, sometimes ending as late as 9:30 or a little later, I used to be very strict that I would eat dinner with the kids around 6 o'clock, and I wouldn't have another meal until the next morning. I would drink, but I wasn't hungry, I didn't eat. But now, a lot of times, I'm literally famished by the time I come home. Sometimes it's late as 9:30, 10, after working out, having an extensive workout for 45 minutes to an hour, and I find myself having a balanced meal, but a whole nother meal. Do you see, I mean, what are your thoughts on, you know, eating late at night, even, you know, if it's after a full workout?
Right, so certainly what you mentioned is very important. Like I referenced earlier, a lot of people are actually undernourishing themselves during the day. So if they're coming home, they're famished at night, that means that their food plan wasn't appropriate, wasn't sufficient for them to provide them the consistent energy and nutrients throughout the day. Certainly, that's why a custom plan is important for each individual, because if someone has a workout and it's a strenuous workout where they get into an anaerobic state, it's not just aerobic, but anaerobic, where they're really, you know, not where they're consuming fat and, you know, the glycogen stores. So they need to have fueling beforehand to prepare them, and then recovery afterwards that will satisfy their needs, as opposed to kind of flailing, you know, based on how they're feeling at that point, because then they're already triggered, and that's where they're more susceptible to make unhealthy choices. And certainly night eating is really the worst thing to do. You know, one of the things behaviorally is a person kind of has to learn to live life between meals without eating, without the ever-present option for noshing, grazing, grabbing. And, you know, we say that once your dinner's over, you know, the kitchen's closed for the night. And to learn to live those few hours between finishing dinner and going to sleep without food. I mean, we fast on fast days a lot longer and we survive. And it's not just we're fasting. We want to hydrate. We want to drink. But we want to learn to live within those boundaries. And certainly living within the boundaries, it's the pasuk that we say every Shabbos, Sor Meirav Ase Tov, right? It's not just about Somei Rav, which is avoiding the bad. Just important to Ase Tov is to create the consistent good habits and proper nourishment and foods that your body needs to meet the demands that, you know, your individual plan and schedule really dictates.
Right, right. And then just one final question. Obviously, we're going to be in another month. We have the beautiful Yom Tovim, but there's a lot of food. What advice do you give to people? You know, extra advice as we enter the month of Tishrei, and there's a lot more food than they see during other months. How do they, you know, what advice do you give them to make sure that they stay within their boundaries that they have the rest of the year?
It's a great plan. It's a great question, rather. So, as Benjamin Franklin said, if you're failing to plan, then you're planning to fail. So, you know, the three most important priorities in real estate are location. The three most important priorities in sticking, you know, in maintaining a healthy body weight and a healthy relationship with food during the Chagim is planning. Having a plan beforehand, not just leaving yourself to the whims of eating based on your hunger, because you're davening a lot longer, so you're coming home more compromised. And if you just leave it to, you know, our eyes are always bigger than our stomachs, as we know. We're just going to overeat. We're going to make unhealthy choices. So have a plan of what your body needs and stick to that plan. And also, we say respect the process of digestion. It takes the body, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to properly digest the food and to give you that extended satiation. But the first sensations start really kicking in the first 5 or 10 minutes. So respect the process. Drink some water And, you know, don't eat until your stomach is full and distended, because by definition, you've overeaten. So have an understanding that even though you're going to feel like wanting more, just wait, you know, take a drink, step back. We say drink and think, don't feel and flail. A drink, drink of water, and think, you know, wait a second, do I need to eat more? Just, and you know, let the process happen. In 5 minutes, you'll be fine, and let the, you know, the satiation really kind of settle into you. Instead of feeling and flailing, don't feel still hungered and flail for whatever is around.
Okay, that's very good. I like that advice. Thank you. And thank you again, Eric Lasher, for your time and your insight, for sharing all this with the Gentleman Shape community. If anyone would like to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. Well, they can go to our website, which is soveya.com. That's S-O-V as in Victor, E-Y-A. They can call us at 1-888-SOVEYA. That's 1-888-876-8392.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much. Wish you a wonderful day and much luck with everything.
You too, Russell. Thank you. Thank you.